Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
My butterflies, this year Ramadan, we'll be doing programs from Durban schools. We'll have the children reading us stories, we'll read stories to the little butterflies, and a special guest appearance, inshallah, from our special bird friend. Do you remember who he is? I'm not going to give you any more details, but for now, let's go listen to some of the stories that were prepared by the Durban butterflies. If you'd like us to be at your school next year, inshallah, then don't forget to send us your details. Call us at the station. I'd love to hear from you.
Who made us all to perfection and made us all the greatest of creation? Who made us all to perfection and made us the greatest of Ummah? Who made us all to perfection and made us all the greatest of creation?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Yasir.
Yasir, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
MashaAllah. And tell me, Yasir, what's the name of your story?
8 Lies of My Mother.
Okay, go ahead.
The story began when I was a child. I was a son of a poor family in Africa. We did not even have enough food. Whenever meal time came, mother would often give me her portion of rice. While she was removing her rice into my bowl, she would say, "Eat this rice, son. I'm not hungry." That was mother's first lie. When I was growing up, my persevering mother gave us spare time to go fishing in a river near our house. She hoped that from the fish she caught, she could give me a little bit of nutritious food for my growth. After fishing, she would cook some fresh fish soup, which raised my appetite. While I was eating the soup, mother would sit beside me and eat the rest of the fish, which was still on the bone of the fish I had eaten. My heart was touched when I saw that. I then used my chopstick and gave her the other fish, but she immediately refused and said, "Eat this fish, son. I don't really like fish." That was mother's second lie. Then, when I was in junior high school, to fund my studies, mother went to an economic enterprise to bring some used matchboxes that she would need to be stuck together. It gave her some money to cover our needs. As the winter came, I woke up from my sleep and looked at my mother, who was still awake, supported by a little candlelight. She would continue the work of sticking some used matchboxes. I said, "Mother, go to sleep. It's late. Tomorrow morning, you still have to go to work." Mother smiled and said, "Go to sleep, dear. I'm not tired." That was Mother's third lie. The final term arrived. Mother asked for leave from work in order to accompany me. As the bell rang, which indicated that the final exam had finished, Mother immediately welcomed me and poured me a cup of tea that she brought in a flask. Seeing my mother covered with perspiration, I at once gave her my cup and asked her to drink too. Mother said, "Drink, son. I am not thirsty." That was Mother's fourth lie. After the death of my father, due to illness, my poor mother had to play her role as a single parent. She had to fund our needs alone. Our family's life was more complicated. No days without suffering. Our family's condition was getting worse. A kind uncle who lived near our house assisted now and then. Our neighbors often advised my mother to marry again, but Mother was stubborn and didn't take their advice. She said, "I don't need love." That was Mother's fifth lie. After I finished my studies and got a job, it was time for my old mother to retire, but she didn't want to. I, who worked in another city, often sent her some money to help her in fulfilling her needs. But she would not accept the money. At times, she even sent the money back to me. She said, "I have enough money." That was Mother's sixth lie. After graduating with a bachelor's degree, I then continued to do a master's degree. I was funded by a company through a scholarship program from a famous university in America. I finally worked in the company. With a good salary, I intended to bring my mother to enjoy her life in America. But my lovely mother didn't want to bother her son. She said to me, "I'm not used to." That was Mother's seventh lie. In her old age, Mother got stomach cancer and had to be hospitalized. I, who lived miles away across the ocean, went home to visit my dearest mother. She lay in weakness on her bed after having an operation. Mother, who looked so old, was staring at me in deep thought. She tried to spread her smile on her face, but it was a noticeable effort. It was clear that the disease had weakened Mother's body. She looked so frail and weak. I stared at my mother with tears flowing. My heart was so hurt, seeing my mother in that condition. But Mother, with a little strength she had, said, "Don't cry, my dear. I'm not in pain." That was Mother's eighth lie. After saying her eighth lie, my dearest mother closed her eyes forever.
Wow, mashallah, what a sad story, but a true story indeed. And what did you learn from the story?
That we must not only think about ourselves, we must also think about other people, and that our mothers sacrifice everything for us just to fulfill our needs.
MashaAllah, that's so true. Now let's go for a quick break.
Puri duniya jo main bata raha hu dil se aage hata hu ki maa hai puri duniya. What I say to you, I say from my heart. 只狗的那一，我们只狗皮那一，我们只狗爱吃的哈桑扎伊。China chen me, I make me understand, and brought me up to be who I am. Om mi dunya yi, om mi kun lu shei yi, om mi dunya yi, om mi anti fi qalbi.Ummi, you are my world. Ummi, you are everything. Ummi, you are in my heart. Ummi, anti fi qalbi. Ummi, anti habibati. Ummi, anti fi dami.Ummi, you are in my heart. Ummi, you are my beloved. Ummi, you are in my blood. Jo main bata raha hoon, dil se aage hata hoon, ki maa hai puri.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Vanessa Chan.
And how old are you?
I'm 11 years old this year.
MashaAllah. And what's the name of your story?
Wolves in Sheep's Clothing.
Okay, go ahead.
Once two thieves burgled a house. One of them went inside the house, while the other remained outside on watch. Before the thief could carry anything, the owner of the house awoke.Hearing some noise, he followed in the direction from which the noise came from. Seeing the owner of the house, the thief had ran away. The owner ran after him and was about to apprehend him when the confederate of the thief screamed, "O master of the house, kindly come here!" The owner thought that some other thieves had attacked his wife and children, and this man was calling him for their relief.He responded to the call and left the pursuit of the thief, who managed to escape. When the owner came to the confederate who had given the call, he said, "Look here, these are the footsteps of the thief. He has gone that way." The owner said, "Woe to you, I had almost caught the thief, and now you are merely telling me the way the thief has followed." Having spoken these words, the confederate also escaped.The point brought out is that in this world, we often become the victims of the wolf, of the treachery of wolves in sheep's clothing. Many people pose as our friends and offer advice which is harmful. The spiritual significance is that Shaitan often assumes the clothing of a friend and tempts us to indulge in sins. Shukran.
That's so true. Shaitan often tempts us to make sin, and then he takes us away from Allah. But what can we do if we make a sin, do you know?
We can make dua for Allah Ta'ala to forgive us.
Exactly. We can make dua for Allah to forgive us, and He definitely will. Let's go for a quick break.
Oh Allah, send your prayers and peace forever on the one you have loved.Rasulullah. Let me tell you about the story of the scarf. Let me tell you where the story had begun. He became paralyzed or given up on him. He sat and wrote praises for Rasul. Oh Allah, send your prayers and peace forever on the one you have loved, Rasulullah. Let me tell you what followed on that night. In his moment of despair, he had seen a light. In his dream, he had seen our beloved standing. and passing his hand over him. Oh Allah, send your prayers and peace forever on the one you have loved, Rasulullah. Ya Rabbi, bil Mustafa, بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع يا واسع الكرم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول رسول الله نبي الله.
السلام عليكم.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Alia Arbi.
And how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
MashaAllah. And tell me, what's the name of your story?
My story is Biscuit Thief. A young boy at summer camp received a large package of biscuits in the mail from his mother. He ate a few, then placed the remainder under his bed. The next day, after lunch, he went to his tent to get a biscuit. The box was gone. That afternoon, a camp counselor who had been told of the theft saw another boy sitting behind a tree eating the stolen biscuits. That young man, he said to himself, he must be taught not to steal. He returned to the group and sought out the boy whose biscuits had been stolen. Junaid, he said, I know who stole your biscuits. Will you help me teach him a lesson? Well, yes, but aren't you going to punish him? Asked the puzzled boy. No, that would only make him resent and hate you, the counselor explained. I want you to call your mother and ask her to send you another box of biscuits. The boy did as the counselor asked, and a few days later received another box of biscuits in the mail. Now, said the counselor, the boy who stole your biscuits is down by the lake. Go down there and share your biscuits with him. But, protested the boy, he is the thief. I know. Try it and see what happens. Half an hour later, the camp counselor saw the two come up the hill, arm in arm. The boy who had stolen the biscuit was earnestly trying to get the other to accept his jackknife in payment for the stolen biscuit, and the victim was just as earnestly refusing the gift from his new friend, saying that all few biscuits weren't that important anyway. The lesson that I learned in this story was, cooperate with one another in righteousness and piety, and do not cooperate in sin and transgression. Narrated Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, be calm, O Aisha. Allah loves that one should be kind and lenient in all matters. Give gifts to one another, for gifts take away malice. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam of Allah used to accept gifts and give gifts in return.
MashaAllah, what a beautiful story and a beautiful lesson too. So the next time you bake biscuits, will you bring for me as well?
InshaAllah.
InshaAllah. And what biscuits are your favorites?
Crunchies.
Crunchies. I love crunchies too. I think I should go bake some now.
Every time that he prayed, everyone stopped in wonder. This was our Prophet Dawood. Allah blessed him with wisdom. This was our Prophet Dawood. Allah blessed him with a kingdom. As a very young man, he fought a giant with only a few stones and a small slinging shard. Jalut laughed at him. But
unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.